All right, rounding up all of the songs that are competitive this time around, we've got vowel sounds.
My true love in the first hours of the dawn rolls over to check his telephone in bed. In the last minutes before sleep, he's texting as I slip off into my dreams. Oh, friends are nothing to worry about, but I feel like I'm fading slowly out of sight. His best friend's so witty, and even I can see that he'd be better off with someone cleverer than me. And I ask myself,
the song is chock full of samples, including the main Robin Hitchcock Is This Love one, some backing vocals from this rap track Color Me Bad, and a cameo from Depeche Mode, Enjoy the Silence, which is kind of cheeky. There's probably a few more that I'm forgetting. I especially love how they layer on the Is This Love sample at the end of the song with some gorgeous counter melodies from Owl and some harmonies also sung by Owl. It's very, very nicely done. I'm also pretty impressed with this lyrically. I feel like all those bird references, like the whippoorwill and the thrush and the bowerbird, and of course Robin, who is, you know, Robin Hitchcock, but also the bird Robin, and the shifting lines about the whippoorwill, calling endlessly, her haunted cry, yearning for flight. They really paint the picture of a lonely wife wanting the attentions of her husband. I'm really into the song musically as well. The chorus really is really good. Owl's soaring harmonies and Vom's gorgeous production has got woodblocks and triangles and bird sounds and xylophones and acoustic guitar. Just sounds really good for me. This is one of my favorite songs of this particular round.
Yeah, it was great. The samples they used, you know, like that Enjoy the Silence sample. Are you familiar with that song at all, Chumpy?
I believe that is the first song we ever did together, as we did a cover of that terrible song.
Yeah, for a song fight, side fight.
I hope you can't find that on the boards, because it's so cringeworthy. So cringeworthy.
It's literally the first thing we ever did together. But yeah, no, but this song, this vowel sound song, it's a delight in the headphones. The fun interlude bits are super cool, where things go out and it's all this wild sort of percussive stuff going on. Very, very interesting. Now, having said that, it might not have a perfect flow, but it's still really great. It's wonderful lyrics and great performances. It kind of sounds a little bit like it starts and stops a lot throughout. I mean, not completely stops. I guess what we would call dynamics in a previous fight just sort of got the better of me for this song a little bit. It's still, you know, again, one of my favorite of the round, so it's good. But yeah, it's a minor nitpick. The imagery, though, is fantastic. Just like you mentioned, all of those birds and everything, just great. I like this song a whole lot. And this is in the Ouijaverse, so this is... Okay, so they had the meeting over the Ouija board, and then the guy went and married somebody else, and so the second song was the other half of the Ouija board song, kind of thinking about him and his fiance and wife, and now this is more from the viewpoint of the wife to this dude. So yeah, this is not good for the Bechdel test.
This is the Bechdel test.
You don't know? Oh man, okay, that's a whole other podcast. You don't know what the Bechdel test is?
Bechdel test, no.
Okay, yeah, that's you gotta have to wiki it, man.
All right,
it's too much for this podcast.
I'll get on that.